Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron is here. Ryan, it's good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. Good to be here with you.
We're just talking about the winter weather. How
mild it is. Mild it is, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But our campaign continues, and we're into February, and we have an extra day for the campaign because we have February 29th.
Well, we're going to need it.
How are we doing so far?
Well, you know, we're still a little bit behind, so we're going to ask everybody to dig deep if they can. Our goal for this year is 2,508,000, and we're at 68% of that, just about 1.7 million. So we're doing well. I mean, we're pacing okay, especially when you think about the economy. But we are concerned, you know, that if we don't reach our goal, that we're going to have to we're not going to be able to do everything that we're hoping to do and need to do for the community. So so if you can give, please do. And know that 100% of your donation is helping local people in our community.
Okay, so if they're hearing this, what's the best way to make a donation?
They can head to the website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. They can give online there. Of course, they can call the office at 519-271-7730.
It's easy to make a donation and to help out with an amazing, amazing cause with United Way Perth Huron. Ryan, just last week, it was an absolute pleasure chatting with the new director of United Housing, Kathy Vasilakos. Pleasure chatting with her.
Yeah, we're so glad that we've been able to hire Kathy. She's a fantastic human being. The city has benefited from her leadership for a long time, and now we can see that in a new role with our organization as we try to tackle the issue of housing in our community. And it relates, Jamie, to the conversation that we were going to have today.
Yeah.
Leading up to coldest night of the year, you know, housing and homelessness, they're intertwined, right? And we know right now, and it's the weather's not great, right? In fact, the mild weather kind of in between like this when it's wet and damp, people tell us that that's actually harder for people who are living unsheltered in our communities than it is when it's a little bit colder or a little bit warmer.
Mm.
And so we know it's very difficult, and you know, we think about people like Alan, whose name is obviously not the person's real name, who spent, you know, a couple of years unsheltered and not really connected to services until he found help through the Connection Center. And that has allowed Alan, and there aren't very many people that are able to say this, but Alan has found housing. And he'd go, the pipeline's just not working, so it's hard for people to find housing, but we do have success stories where people have been connected to services, getting the help they need, getting the documents that they need ready, getting things in line so that they're getting the mental health support that they need, and then finding housing and support with it. And so it is working. It takes lots of partners. City of Stratford takes the lead to place people in housing. CMHA is operating the Connection Center, and many other partners are involved. It takes many organizations and many people to make these kinds of successes happen, but they do happen.
And I loved how you talked about that connection or that chain where someone can be unhoused or homeless, getting services and whatnot through Stratford Connection Center, and cross their fingers, transition to housing.
That's right. That's the whole goal, right? And so, you know, Kathy's job is to help unlock more housing because we know that that part's not working. But we do know that everyone is working really hard to provide service to those who are unsheltered in our community. And so kudos to the City of Stratford. Kudos to the folks at CMHA and many other organizations that are involved in that. And what we need to do, though, is we need to raise money to keep that Connection Center operating. Right?
Yeah.
You know, every year now, we've taken that on as the United Way. It's part of our goal to make sure that we're helping people with their basic needs, with the showers that they need today, with a bit of food, clothing, those sorts of things, you know, a dry pair of socks on a wet, cold day like today. All those things are critically important while everyone continues to work on the bigger picture of trying to fix the housing problem.
And a great way to help out is coldest night of the year that is coming up, we can now say, later this month.
That's right. Yeah, it's getting close, isn't it?
My goodness.
And we're excited to tell everybody that we're 50% of our goal. So 86,551 is in already, and we're shooting for about 170,000. So
yeah, there's quite amazing. A buzz about this event. You know, like you just see it on social media. People are talking about it. There's an excitement and an energy for this.
Yeah, it's a great one. And it's, I mean, it's such a practical way to get behind things in the community. And you know that the dollars that are being raised are going to help directly the Connection Center and ShelterLink, two critically important organizations that are addressing housing and homelessness right here in Stratford. And so all you need to do is to, you know, jump on board, get a team, or make a donation to somebody who's walking.
You know, you got it.
Something that everybody can participate in. You know, walk around the river, grab a bowl of soup from Soup Surreal, and we can always, you know, just reflect for a little bit about how hard it is, you know, because the weather probably won't be great, right?
Mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
And think, wow, this is what people are experiencing every day.
Each and every day. So again, the Stratford one is coming up for Saturday, February 24th, and it's at Upper Queen's Park. I think Jerry Bell is going to be a part of this, and we hope folks can be a part of this.
Yeah, come on out, and you can head to the Coldest Night of the Year website. Just Google it and look for the Stratford location and get yourself involved.
All right, get involved, and we'll see you later this month for Coldest Night of the Year. Ryan Erb with United Way Perth here on. Ryan, any final thoughts before we let you go? We've touched on a lot of topics here.
We just want to let people know that if they need help, one of the things they can do is they can call 211. So one of the important services the United Way funds and operates is the 211 service. It's like 911 or 411. It's a phone number, of course, you call, and we encourage people to do that. There is an online version, but so much better to get a live person to help you to navigate the services that are available to you.
Yeah, so we have services that are available right here in our community. That's the great thing. Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks again, Ryan.
All right, take care.